Every year on the first Saturday in May, millions of people from all over the world fix their eyes on Churchill Downs to watch the greatest 2 minutes in sports. Last weekend, we saw the 151st annual running of the Kentucky Derby, the most anticipated horse race in the entire world. Now, being from Louisville, Kentucky, the home of Churchill Downs, I grew up celebrating the Derby. On Derby Day, all across Kentucky, we throw big parties before the race. It's like our personal Super Bowl. And when I moved to Evanston, I was worried about missing out on all the fun Derby festivities. And it seems like I wasn't the only one.
So the Derby's a pretty big deal, even when you're not in Louisville, if you're a Louisvillian. Freshman and sophomore year, I took my friends home for the Derby.
That's communications senior Katie Cummins, a fellow Louisville native.
Last year, I was just like, I just want to throw a party. Like, I'm going to throw a big party, and I want it to be really fun. Because it's expensive to go down. The tickets are so expensive, and it's, like, kind of a hard weekend to make work, like, with the quarter system, getting home. And so, yeah, like, last year, once we moved off campus, we had, like, a backyard with which to throw a derby party. And I'm glad that we did that, especially because the weather was kind of terrible during the actual derby.
Throwing a derby party is no small feat, especially if you're outside of Kentucky. There are a lot of Kentucky foods and drinks that are derby party staples, such as mint juleps and derby pie, that you just can't find in stores outside of Kentucky. So you have to make them yourself.
The pies were funny because, first off, I made six pies, which I've never, like, undertaken a baking production of that scale. But people kept saying that they were store-bought. Like, I had to shut down several rumors throughout the party. And I, like, yeah, like, people coming in and say, Katie, where are these from? My heart, my soul.
A really important aspect of the Derby is betting. According to expert sports bettor and analyst Jimmy Boyd, the Kentucky Derby broke the betting record this year with over $234 million wagered for the race. And this doesn't even include all the independent betting pools running at house parties.
Yeah, we ran a $5 pool and a $10 pool. I did find out that my grandparents, when they threw Derby parties, they would hire a bookie to come for their parties, like in the 80s. So I just had people, like, pull the horses out of a hat, so it was random, which a lot of people were very relieved about. They were like, I don't know anything about horses. And I was like, honestly, me neither. And there was no way I would be able to, like, actually be a bookie and run a pool.
And then there's the running of the actual race itself. Now, the race is only about 2 minutes long, but those 2 short minutes are full of ups and downs and twists and turns. But not literal twists and turns. It's an oval-shaped track.
I crowded everyone into my apartment, like, for the actual race. So we had, like, 100 people in my apartment, like, watching. And people were confused. They were like, I didn't realize we cared about the race. And I was like, of course we care about the race. That's why we're here.
This year was especially exciting because it was the first time that all the horses in the race were descendants of Secretariat, the famed 1973 Derby winner, widely considered to be one of the greatest racehorses of all time. The favorite in the race this year was a horse named Journalism, who had 3-1 odds at the start of the race. Other top contenders were horses named Sandman, Sovereignty, and Luxor Cafe, with 5, 7, and 8-1 odds, respectively. But in total, there were 19 horses posted up at that start line, and all were let go at the exact same time.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. Journalism is in a little bit of traffic early on here, but he came out of the gate okay. Citizen Bull and Neo Equos, as expected, to the front, but they've come well off the rail. And these two are setting the pace with Owen Almighty to the outside.
And during those 2 heated minutes, Churchill Downs and every derby party around the world explode with noise and excitement as everyone is rooting with unbridled passion for their horse to win. Here's a recording from my derby party this year, which was just a small gathering of about 30 of my friends. And once those horses start to round the final bend, all you can do is hope for your favorite to pull through.
Journalism is on the move as they turn for home, and Sovereignty is coming with him on the outside. The two of them go right by with a furlong to run. Journalism and Sovereignty, nose to nose, down to the last 16th of a mile. Sovereignty has taken the lead. Journalism is second toward the inside. Baez is third, but it will be Sovereignty to rule
For WNUR News, I'm Sophie Pasqua.